Baba Smriti always first reminds us of our fortune of greatness, and also Baba tells us how we keep forgetting this, and when we forget, then there's many other weaknesses and flaws that come in. And so Baba then goes on to pinpoint specific things in each Murali. And in today's Murali, it's from December 2003. I don't think I was present there that time, but Baba saying, do you remember how great is your fortune? And Baba's looking at three lines of fortune. One, the fortune of your very special Brahman birth, the fortune of your relationships, and the fortune of your attainments. And in terms of our spiritual alaukik birth, the greatness of that. And then Baba's talking a lot about the three relationships and how your birth has been through the Father who's the bestower of fortune. And so can there ever be anything missing in your fortune? If your Father is the bestower of fortune for all, how can there be anything missing on any level? And then Baba's spoken about the relationship with the teacher. And only in this Brahman life do we experience the teachings of a teacher who's able to explain to us the beginning, the middle, and the end, and enable us to see what the future of each action is. What is the situation? How did it happen? Where is it going to take me? And so can I always be aware of the three aspects of time in all that I do? And of course, the teacher teaches you how to earn an income. And so fortune today being the ruler of the self, and fortune tomorrow, the ruler in the golden age. But in particular, it's the aspect of the relationship with the Satguru that caught my attention. Because Baba is saying that in the relationship with the Satguru, you receive blessings and everything becomes easy. And so often we say to Baba, Baba, why are things not going the way I want them to go? Why is it that there are obstacles? Why is it that I'm having to labor? Why is this taking so much time? Many, many different aspects of why can come in. And Baba was given a very clear answer to that. It's when you follow Srimat that everything goes in the right direction and you experience blessings. And if there's anything of Manmat or Parmat, the influence of my mind or the influence of others, then you've moved away from Srimat and you've moved away from the ease with which everything happens through blessings. And then there's the effort that you have to make. And so we often ask Baba, you told me it's easy, why is it not easy? And Baba's explaining very clearly, black and white, this is the reason why things are not happening the way you would like. And within that, the whole subject of Srimat. And if every step is according to Srimat, then the experience of blessings, and with those blessings, nothing is difficult, everything is very smooth, very clear, very easy. No labor, no effort, just happening with Baba's blessings and love. And probably for most of us, there are periods of time when we experience this, the smooth flow of blessings carrying us forward. And then there are times when we get stuck. And so, even today, Baba's willing to say, okay, I'll take care of whatever is needed. But from today, thoughts, words and actions have to be according to Srimad. So having talked about the relationships with Baba, and of course Baba underlines always that normally you would have to make an effort to establish 1, 2, 3 relationships. And in Sangam Yuga, the fortune is that you just have to remember one, and all three relationships are connected with the one. And in terms of the attainments, the loving sustenance you receive from Baba, the wisdom, the truth you receive from the teacher, and everything that you could wish for and more coming from the Sadguru. And so how come it is that souls are still not satisfied when there's everything that's available to each and every soul? Can I remember that whatever is coming to me is my destiny? And the song mentioned very beautifully that plant the seeds of good karma today, and that will guarantee your future. Many other things in the song also, but that particular sentence. And I was sharing with someone the other day a situation way back in the 70s, I think. And I was very new still. And I was sharing Daddy's room in just behind the history hall. Indraprastha, I think, was under construction. But just behind the history hall where Daddy Ratan Moini now stays, that was a tiny little room. That space is now being extended. And in that tiny room, it was Daddy and myself. And Daddy told me that from this time to this time, I'm going to be having a meeting and with the Daddies. And so whatever you need to take from your room, from the room, you take it now, basically. And I knew that the Daddies were meeting, and I was so curious, what were they talking about? And afterwards, but of course I didn't go in, afterwards Daddy said to me, I know you wanted to be there to listen, but just remember, whatever is your right is going to come to you anyway. So you never need to have the thought, I want anything. Whatever is your right is going to come to you. And that was a very, very important lesson that I've not forgotten. And it's true, afterwards Daddy was telling me the essence of the meeting. And guess what the meeting was about? It was about, I've forgotten the word they use in legal terms, but inheritance planning, something like that. But what it meant in this case was, we had many Dadis in the 70s, the 1970s, who were in their 70 years of age. And so they were talking about who would be the next ones. And so they were talking about, what if Didi leaves? What if Daddy Pushpashanta leaves? what if Prachandra daddy leaves, inheritance planning. And so they were talking about those and the roles that each one was playing at that time and who would be the ones who would take on those roles after them. And of course, whatever they planned at that time was very different to what actually happened later on. And so I don't think there was ever any second inheritance planning meeting, because they could see that whatever we plan, things turn out quite differently. And so drama is perfect, drama knows best. And so the Sadhguru telling us that we have everything that we could ever have dreamt of or not even dreamt of, Baba gives us all attainments. And then, what's Baba expecting from us, having reminded us of everything that Baba's giving us, what is it that Baba's expecting from us? And Baba's used one word 3 times. Transformation, transformation, transformation. And whatever thoughts you have inside, sometimes we have very pure, elevated thoughts of becoming complete, becoming perfect, becoming karmatip, all of these things. Sitting with Baba, you think about all of this. And Baba's saying, well, it comes into your thoughts, but it doesn't get translated onto your face or in your behavior. We love Abhyakt Murnis because of so many different aspects. But yet, Abhyakt Murnis are the ones that are very, very direct. Sakar Murnis are very general, and of course the 18 chapters of the Gita are in the Sakar Murnis, not in the Abhyakt Murnis. But the Abhyakt Murnis have this amazing ability not just to remind us of God's love for us, but also because God has reminded us of His love for us, then there's no hesitation in being absolutely direct. And of course with Sakar Baba, Baba still had to maintain cordial relations with everybody in the Yajna. And I don't just mean those who are living in Madhuban, but everyone Baba was connected with. And so only rarely did Baba tell anyone directly what was wrong. It would come in the Muralis, and each one had to understand what the Muralis are saying for themselves. But Abhyakt Baba giving us very clear signals about what is okay and what isn't okay. And in this one again, Baba saying, I don't see it on your faces. I don't see it in your behavior yet. And then Baba's given us Brahma Baba's example again. In Sakar days, we didn't hear so much this idea of follow the Father. Yes, we did. But Brahma Baba never gave detailed description of the effort he had made. Again, it came in signals, but not in detail. But in the Abhyakt Murali, Shri Baba's not shy of giving us Brahma Baba's example. And so even 90s and Baba's face sparkling, Baba's behavior consistent with everyone, absolutely. No favoritism or anything like that. But Brahma Baba, constantly a student, constantly a follower of the Sadguru. And so the sparkle on Baba's face, not only in life but right to the very end, it's an indication of antmate sukati. Whatever are your final thoughts, lead you to your destination. We've heard this expression in the Sakar Muralis and Avyakt Muralis. But it's a reality. Whatever are my thoughts, my words, my actions today, not just sometimes, but on a continuous basis, if I'm attentive to all of that, then yes, my final thoughts will lead me to my destination. Otherwise, the chaos in my mind, the expectations in my mind, or the criticism in my mind is going to make it difficult for me to leave with that grace and dignity and beauty that we saw for Brahma Baba, or we saw in many others. And so can I really understand what it means to be able to transform how my mind is working and keeping my vision of the destination very clearly in front of me so that I can move towards that at each moment. Every lapse takes me backwards and that becomes labour. Why things become laborious is because I've tried to change a sanskar and then it pops up again and I have to make the same effort. So how many times have I made to make the same effort to deal with something specific? And yet if truly I've recognized Baba and out of my love and faith I say yes, I will do this, I have that determination, Baba helps and it happens. And you save a lot of time and energy and you're able to move forward smoothly. And so can I ask myself, well, what is it that I need to transform? And Avyak Babdada has picked up on one particular aspect that again we know about, we've heard about it many, many times. And Baba says, it's still the thought of I that comes in. I have this quality, I have these skills, I have these talents, I did this. And we never heard that from the Dadis. You never heard it from Brahma Baba. Rather, Brahma Baba saying, yes, I'm the instrument to share God's teachings with you, but don't remember me again and again. And hence the situation where there's only one memorial for Brahma Baba and thousands of memorials in Bharat for Mama. Mama never said I, but everybody recognized her as being the mother, Lakshmi, Amba, Kali, Durga. She had all of those qualities. But Brahma Baba, really truly keeping himself incognito. And yet the highest role in the human world drama, being the companion of God continually for that whole length of time of 33 years. Dadi Gulzar, it wasn't continuous. Baba would come and leave. But with Rama Baba, it was there all the time, 33 years. So a big difference. But Rama Baba always pointing us in the direction of the One. And the Dadis also. Nobody can say, I have done this. It's Baba who has done it, a reality. And so in that awareness, can I, Baba's given a lovely name, Baba said, the gifts that you have, the talents and skills that you have are Prabhu Prasad, the holy offering that God has given you. And so can I change the I into Baba? Baba's doing this. Baba's in charge. Baba's making this happen. Or whatever it is that's being done. Baba did it. Baba did it. And then, yes, that transformation internally will be visible on your face and your behavior. It's not speeches, Baba's categorically said. It's not through words that people will say, yes, this must be God's creation. Words can hit the target, but it's only your transformation that's visible through your face and your behavior. Many times Baba's repeated this. It is only through that that, yes, there can be God's revelation. That yes, the creation is so beautiful, and so who is the creator? They will come looking for the creator, and they will want to know who is God. At the moment, sometimes we don't speak, at least in the UK and many other parts of Northern Europe, Southern Europe, North and South America, Asia. Asia is also sometimes where it's Buddhism more than anything. We don't speak very openly. But certainly in certain parts of the world, it's very Bharat. You can, first time you're meeting people, you can talk about God. But many other places you can't. But there'll come a time when people will want to know who is the creator of all of this. And they'll come to find out and ask you. So transformation, transformation, transformation. It really is the only way to prove what the truth is. So many people have tried to change things to make them better. And then yesterday we heard someone say, well, we have to change the system. But who created the system? And all the systems of Kali Yuga based on ego, greed, these two things in particular, attachment. And then of course when ego, greed and attachment doesn't get fulfilled, then there's anger that comes in. So the systems of Kali Yuga, how do you change them? You change the human beings. And when you've changed the human beings, and the world has a clean-up, and the clean-up has started already in some places. But as the whole world goes through the clean-up, then those who have been able to change themselves are the ones who will be the caretakers, the trustees of that better world. So we're moving very close to that point where people are beginning to acknowledge this and recognize this. A woman who's, yesterday we had a speaker from the Wellbeing Economic Forum, and the woman who heads that up in Iceland met with us. She's part of a group that's a group of leaders from Iceland, a small island, but yet amazing people who've been in touch. The presidents have always come to our programs, the Spirit of Humanity. The Prime Minister has been involved. She's now not the PM anymore. But all of these things in that little island happening in such an amazing way. It's interesting how different places have different roles in the drama. So 36 leaders from one little island. Education, well-being, the arts, health, various sectors, all from Iceland. So this lady from the head of the well-being forum in Iceland. She says how well-being was a strange word for many years, but now it's recognized as being the foundation for business, for education, for health, for you name it. And well-being is taken up by each of these different sectors. And so well-being is the foundation. And I said to her, well, what's the foundation of well-being? Surely it's spirituality. And she said, yes. And so she was saying how she's seen how things have changed, and because well-being is being taken up in so many sectors, she can see that the next step will be the recognition of spirituality in all the different sectors. So Dharma is moving very quickly. So what do I need to do? Transform, transform, transform. I'll be leaving tomorrow, and I'll see many of you in Madhuban, I'm sure. And I'll be back in London at the end of April. And I think many of you know this, but I'll just explain it again. Because Sudesh Didi and myself are now away so much from London. And the reality is that there's a great team that's managing things here beautifully. Of course, we have our trustees, and Rajiv Bhai has joined the group of trustees also. But in terms of the day-to-day activities, not just here but across the UK, it's Sister Maureen, Sister Charu, Sister Gemini, Sister Manda, Sister Ruth from Manchester. We needed to have the North involved, and also Brother Doug. And so these six people are the people who are now the national coordinating team. Nothing changes. Your relationship with them has been forever, and it will continue. But just to make it formal so that you're aware that these are the people to refer to for anything that you may want to know about or find out more about or connect with for anything that's happening. So I know that Baba's looking after every place very well. So they actually created a team, again, the NCT, the National Coordinating Team in Germany last year. Moini Didi has created a team. It's USA is big. And so I think it's about 12 people who are in the National Coordinating Team there. So things are moving. But yet, Baba's work continues. Yesterday, somebody who'd come to Oxford after 20 years, he'd come as a child when he was 13 with his father, and he was saying how it had, even at that age, helped many, many things in his life. And now he's 33, and he himself is a leader. So he was there, and he was saying how when I go to the centre in Iceland, it's tiny compared to Oxford, but the vibration is the same. And so whether it's London, whether it's Madhuban, through everybody creating that atmosphere. Last week, Baba had spoken beautifully about the way to create atmosphere. No criticism, no competition, no conflict, just respect and love for each one. Then you create that atmosphere. And I know that many who come to Baba's house here, especially during the month of January, we're commenting on the power of the atmosphere. Why especially January? Yes, Baba's presence, but also everybody's yoga. All the extra yoga that was being done, it really made a big difference to the atmosphere. So Baba's also talking about silence and how, with the power of silence, things can move very quickly. Om Shanti.